What is going on, everyone? Hope you're doing well today. We're going to read an article because we're starting a new unit on these things called cells. And from what I've seen in biology class, a lot of people have studied this in their own language, in their first language. So some of this might be review, but just, you know, new for you in English. Another thing, I need to apologize beforehand because I will probably get some names wrong. In English, we might say butcher some names, which means like totally destroy them, kill them. I'm not going to say them correctly because many of these names are German or maybe even Dutch, like people from the Netherlands. So I'm going to read this. And my hope is that with listening to me read it, seeing the words on the screen, if you go home at night, and if this uploads correctly, you will be able to translate this into a language you are more comfortable with, just to help you out at the beginning. But we'll go over some fairly difficult words today, but don't be discouraged. Don't be worried, because over the next few weeks, we will continue to talk about these. And I think after a month or so with using these new terms, you will understand them. So let me make this article larger and we will start in with the reading. But this is going to be all about like cells. And you might see this term, nucleus. Hang on, I didn't say that really well. Nucleus. Yeah, that's okay. Nucleus. And then the other one right there is chromosome. So we're going to start off with, you know, quite a few words that are new today, but hopefully won't be too bad. An elephant and a flower are very different on the outside. On the inside, though, they're both made of cells. Each and every living being on Earth is made of cells. The smallest living things have only a single cell. Our bodies have trillions of cells. All right, next paragraph. Cells carry out specific jobs in the body. Some cells become your skin, others become your organs inside you. This is well understood today. It is part of a type of science called cell theory. Scientists did not always know about cells, though. Under the microscope. And it's important to read. It's important to read these things in bold because they help organize the article. Like, I'm pretty sure in this part of the article, they will be talking about something we call a microscope. And you can see a picture right here of a microscope, probably from a long time ago. You can see 1665. All right, this name is not too bad. The cell would not have been found without the microscope. Scientist Robert Hooke made a new kind of microscope in 1665. He made what is called a compound microscope. It used three lenses and light. It lit up and zoomed in on whatever you put under it. Hooke placed a cork under the new microscope. It allowed him to see something amazing. To him, the cork looked as if it was made of tiny holes. He called them cells. Okay, and this next one is going to be very difficult for me to explain. But I'm wondering if I can pull up what cork is, just in case that's new for you. So give me a second here, and then we can change the... I got rid of it. Hang on. Oh, no. I got rid of it totally. I didn't want to do that. So this right here is a cork. It's what we call a cork in English. Now, I know you're all too young to drink. You should not be drinking alcohol. No. But some people will use corks in wine. It's about the most common place that I've seen corks. All right, let me pull up the article again, but at least you all know where what a cork is. And hopefully you know what a microscope is now too. Let me make this bigger and we will continue reading. Oh boy. right at the top. This is a tough one. I will not pronounce this correctly. Then Dutch scientist Antoine van Leeuwenhoek, that might be okay, Leeuwenhoek, made a new microscope. It had only a single lens, so just one lens. It could zoom in around 200 to 300 times normal size. It allowed van Leeuwenhoek, that was probably not as good, to see tiny creatures. They were bacteria and protozoa, the building blocks of plants and animals. In the 1800s, scientists began looking closer at animals and plants. German scientist Theodor Schwann studied animal cells. Another German scientist, Matthias Schleiden, that's wrong, studied plant cells. They found that cells were the simplest building blocks of both plants and animals. A scientist named Rudolf Virchow learned something important in 1855. He found that all new cells are made by existing cells. They copy themselves. Oh man, that always happens. I can't highlight, I guess. But those last couple sentences are important. He found that all new cells are made by existing cells, cells that were already there. They copy themselves. Genes are why we look like our parents. Genes. Notice it is spelled with a G and not a J. You can wear jeans. Those are a type of pants. They start with a J, but these are spelled with a G. Later, scientists began to look at genes. Genes tell the body how to grow and work. Chromosomes are like threads inside of cells. They carry series of genes. In the 1880s, Walter Sutton and Theodore Bovary discovered what chromosomes are for. They pass down genes from parents to children. This is why children look like their parents. Stem cells. Okay, we might do a whole unit on stem cells. Hang on. In case you wanted to see what this guy looked like, Antoine van Leeuwenhoek, that's what he looked like. He had really good hair. He was Dutch, which means he is from the Netherlands. All right, let's talk about these stem cells. They have special jobs. In the 1900s, scientists learned about stem cells. Stem cells are simple cells. They still have to develop into cells with more specific jobs. This means they can grow into many different parts of the body. They could become your skin or your heart, for example. Stem cells are now used to treat health problems. They help people with heart disease, for example. All right, I do want to come in here, make myself a little bigger, but we will go into what stem cells are, like way more, but they're very important. And who knows, in the next 20 or 30 years, stem cells might be totally changing how we look at our body. For example, if you have, they mentioned skin. So let's imagine a person has been burned really badly in a fire. Like they could take stem cells. These stem cells haven't become anything yet. Like they said in the article, they could become skin, they could become heart cells. So it is possible that scientists could make skin to help that burn victim. So stem cells are important and we will spend more time on them later. This is just a lesson to introduce you to all kinds of different cells and their jobs. We're almost done here. Okay, if you wanted a picture of what some cells might look like. Today, scientists are working on new ideas. They want each of us to be able to grow stem cells from our very own cells. We could use them to understand how diseases work. All this started by simply looking at a cork under a microscope. Like I said, this is here for you to watch a couple times if you would like. You can watch with the subtitles on, subtitles off, subtitles in the language that you are most comfortable with. Hope this helps.